What's on Margaret's mind? Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Frank. Scott McKeith, and I think you'd remember me from a fortnight ago.
Margaret, are you the lady who occasionally takes her teeth out? You're very welcome back, and they're firmly in place.
They're firmly in place, but I knew what was coming up anyway when you say it to me, you know, to take them out. But anyway, this is just a wee short poem, and it's nothing political.
Yeah, just before you go any further, remember the last day I suggested to you to, you know, have a hook at it with the mout?
But I wouldn't do that because you'd make a laugh out of me.
No, I wouldn't. It's just to hear...
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't. You know me. I promise I wouldn't make a laugh out of you. What I'm trying to achieve is whether or not I would understand you.
Well, some people do and some people don't.
Yes, but how do you... Can you take them out? Can you do that?
No, I couldn't now because of them well stuck in from this morning.
Yeah, and they're all hooked in and...
Yes.
Fixident and all that.
Not with super glue, with Fixident.
Perfect. Margaret, stand back, take a run at it, deliver your poem.
Right. It's called What is the Take and What is the Prod?
Hold on. What is the Tig and what is the Prod? Are you going to get me sacked?
No, this isn't political, if you listen to it.
Well, it's just sectarian.
No, it's not.
Right, my producers are now at the window and they're going a slight shade of pale.
No,
but the most senior producer, I think, has the producer... Has she checked you out?
Yes, she has.
Right, sorry. The big important one is now leaning over the other seven who produced this programme.
No.
We're pretending we're round at the BBC. But Margaret, I'm going to give you another chance. The thumbs are up. Go ahead.
Right. What is the take? What is the prod? They're all born from a woman and they all have the same God. They eat the same food, they drink the same drink, but they can't live together. Sure, it must make you think. If you have misfortune to be hit by a car, why, they'd send for a doctor and he will come from afar. He won't ask your religion if you're a prod or a take, but administer first aid, your life for the save. If you need transfusion and you won't want to know if he comes from the falls, or Sandy Road. For the blood that will heal, it all comes from God, and it doesn't matter a hoot if you're a take or a prod.
That's lovely. Did James Young write that?
No, it was somebody called David McCrum.
David McCrum, well written, well written.
Yes.
Margaret, and a beautiful delivery, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, do you think I'd make a poet myself then, Frank?
Well, you'd make a newsreader. So,
well, I actually was at the Pensioners' Parliament last night and I was showing it to everybody and anybody that was sitting around my table, and they actually said the same thing. That's a lovely wee poem. Where did you get that? And I don't even remember who it was that gave it to me, but I've had it this past lot of years and it never seems to leave me.
Margaret, thanks for sharing it with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. I've got myself a little house. It's up in Lanadoon. I have never seen it, but I will see it soon. I'll get myself a tenant, and the rent he'll have to pay, it'll help offset the mortgage on my house in Tigers Bay.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Listening to you.